remember one day, it was around 12 years ago. I was getting ready to travel that week to Sudan to start medical school, and I was sitting with my dad in the living room, and we were talking about me moving to a new country, and I remember I was very nervous and excited. Later that night, my dad started complaining of a headache that he was getting frequently over the past few weeks. I convinced him to see a doctor, and we ended up going to a clinic the next day. We found out his blood pressure was high. Few tests were taken, and he was diagnosed with hypertension by the end of the week. He got prescribed the medication, but because he felt normal and healthy, he didn't want to take it and instead started taking different herbs, garlic, and a few other similar things. I did some reading and printed papers and tried really hard to convince my father to start taking his medicine, but it didn't work. I traveled to Sudan the following week, and over the months, we continued to talk about his condition. But unfortunately, I couldn't persuade him to start his medications. When I was in my third year of medical school, late one night, I got a call from my brother, and he told me that my dad suddenly, after dinner, started to feel weakness, had difficulty speaking, and collapsed a few minutes later. They rushed him to the hospital, where they discovered he had a hemorrhagic stroke. He stayed in the hospital for about a month, and thankfully, within few months, he recovered completely. My father was very lucky, and with the help of his doctors, his blood pressure is now controlled with few different medications, and he's following up regularly to maintain his health. What happened with my father, the way his chronic condition progressed, and how he handled the diagnosis, it got me thinking a lot about how it all happened. And that's when I started hearing similar stories around me happening with relatives and sometimes family friends, and realized that this was maybe more widespread than I thought in my community, especially among the older generation. There's this struggle to accept the diagnosis of chronic disease, especially diabetes and hypertension. And because they sometimes don't have symptoms early on, they often end up ignoring it or taking herbal remedies. I realized that there was a lot of misconception and fear involved, especially about accepting lifelong treatment. Experiencing firsthand how much of a difference preventative care, patient education, and early treatment can make in someone's life made it my goal to become a primary care physician.